It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. Today, we are going to look into a miracle Jesus did. That miracle is recorded in Matthew chapter 12, verse 9 to 13, Book of Mark chapter 3, verse 1 to 5, Book of Luke chapter 6, verses 6 to 11. Hear the story about the man who had the withered hand. The people gathered together to worship God, and in those days, like we do today in the church, they used to worship in a synagogue. And there the people are gathered together, and this man is sitting among those people. And see what happens. It came to pass, I'm reading Luke chapter 6, verse 6. And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. Now see, sometimes people take these scriptures and tell you Jesus Christ was going to synagogue and Sabbath days, and so we should be worshiping on Sabbath day. And many people started denomination out of it. I'm not going to go into details because that is not my subject. Jesus Christ came into this world to fulfill the Old Testament law. Not only that, Moses was prophesied that some prophet will come like me. Deuteronomy chapter 18 verses 15 to 18, if you read, you will find that. And he was saying that Jesus Christ will be that prophet and you will listen to him. In short, what I'm trying to say, Jesus Christ came as the prophet and he fulfilled the prophecy. So in those days, they were not churches, synagogues. Church was born in the day of Pentecost. Before that, there was no church. Now here we see they are gathered together in the synagogue, and the man who has his hand withered, which one is the right hand? Matthew and Mark doesn't say right or left, but the Luke is telling a little bit details. His right hand was withered. Now can you imagine if your right hand is withered and you are in your 30s or 40s and all of a sudden your right hand withered, what would happen? All your education and all your talent will be gone because you will be not be able to write or do the things what you used to do, your machine work or computer work or in your writing or poem or anything you were writing. It will be difficult. Somebody say, okay, I can do it with the left hand. It will take a long time to train your hand. That hand will not do perfect like a right hand. So Luke is pointing out the man's hand was right hand withered. Now see what happened there. Luke chapter 6 verse 7. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him. Watched whom? Jesus. They were coming, there are all Sadducees and Pharisees, scribes, all those people are highly educated in the Jewish law. They are the teacher of the laws and they are following the law very traditionally. But they were not doing perfectly, they were hypocrites. And those people
gathered together, and this man is sitting in there, and they are watching in this Sabbath day and thinking, what's going to happen? And they are saying, if this man, means Jesus Christ, healed this man on Sabbath day, then we will accuse him. And that's what they were saying. Verse 8, if you read Luke chapter 6, verse 8. But he, means Jesus, knew their thoughts. Jesus Christ, before they could open their mouth, he knew their thoughts.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is God himself. He knows you in and out. You cannot hide anything from Jesus. You can hide from man. You can hide from your boss. You can hide from your husband. You can hide from your wife. You cannot hide from God.
Amen.
You cannot go and hide anywhere. The Word of God says everything open and naked to his eyes.
Yes.
Nobody can hide anything from God. So these people were hiding. But if you read in Matthew chapter 12 verse 10, not the scribes and the Pharisees, but the other people said, it says Matthew chapter 12 verse 10, and they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days? Now the other people are asking, the scribes and Pharisees, they are just watching. What is going to do? What is going to say? So Jesus Christ recognized what's going on. So the Word of God is saying, Luke chapter 6 verse 8, but he knew their thoughts and said to this man which had the withered hand, rise up and stand forth in the midst. And he rose and stood forth. Now just think, this man also is afraid of these people because there was a law. If you read in John chapter 9, when the blind man got healed, what happened? Even though that blind man was healed, and they asked his mother and father, they said, oh, he is aged. Why don't you ask him? Because they were afraid that they will put them out of synagogue. Means they will say, you cannot come to synagogue, you cannot come, you cannot worship, get out of here because you are following Jesus Christ. But this man, when Jesus called him, he stood there and came forth and stood in the midst of those people. He knew in his heart, if I hide myself, if I am afraid of these people, this opportunity might not come again. So he was so grateful when Jesus called this man and he came and stood among those people. And then what happened? Luke chapter 6 verse 9. Then said Jesus unto them, not to the man whose hands was withered, but he is talking to the scribes and Pharisees. He said, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil? To save life are to destroy it? But if you read in Mark says a little bit different. Verse 4. And he said unto them, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath days or to do evil, to save life or to kill. But they held their peace. Means when Jesus asked them the question, they had no answer. They just kept quiet. They could not say doing good is better or doing evil is better, killing somebody is better, because they knew what they were thinking in their mind. Jesus Christ found out. They were thinking, oh, we'll see if this man get healed, we are going to accuse him. So Jesus Christ is asking them, now you tell me, today is a Sabbath day. Is it good to heal this man? Is it good to do good or evil? Is it good to save somebody's life or kill somebody? And they had no answer. Now see the situation, and this man is still standing there. Jesus didn't say anything to him yet. And when he saw like that, if you read in Luke chapter 6 verse 10 and compare with Mark chapter 3 verse 5, Jesus Christ looked all around. What he was looking? He was not looking for somebody else. Just like that, the lady came, "Is your blood?" And she touched him and left. And he was looking around, "Who touched me?" This is not the situation. He says he looked around. What he's looking? He's looking around to find out if there is anyone believing what I'm saying. If there is anyone wants this person to get healed. Is anyone in God's sight? He was looking, he was thinking about. But what he found is not given in the book of Luke, is given in book of Mark, chapter 3, verse 5. And he looked around about on them with anger. Jesus Christ became angry and frustrated what these people are doing. And he said, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts. So you can see, people were not so kind to the withered man, but they were so harsh on Jesus Christ. Just think that he would have said to this man, "I'm going to heal you," and that man did not get healed. What was the condition then? The man is not even healed. These people are arguing in themselves and making Jesus angry. Jesus became angry, and some people say now he's angry, God is not going to hear. He is God himself. He did not pray to God in this situation. He did not say, "Oh God, oh Father, could you stretch your hand and touch this man? Oh God, could you do some miracle?" He didn't say that. But see what he did. Luke chapter 6, verse 10. Looking around, what he says, "Stretch forth thine hand." And he did so, and his hand was restored whole as other hand. Can you imagine? Jesus Christ did not pray. He did not look up to heaven. He showed the power of God, thinking, "Let these people know that God has given me power, and I'm the Son of God. I am the Creator." And he created his hand and restored his hand just like other hand. And he was completely healed. If you never gave your heart to Jesus Christ, this is your chance. Say, "Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Lord Jesus, I promise you, I'm going to worship you. I'm going to go to church, read the Bible, tell somebody Jesus is my Lord." In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.